It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers' administration is working toward a goal of connecting all Wisconsinites with high-speed internet service.
In recent days, the governor's Task Force on Broadband Access released its fourth annual report. It explains how hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funds are being spent to close some gaps, especially in rural areas.
We get an update now with Gail Hike, who sits on the 30-member Broadband Access Committee. Gail's a professor of practice and broadband specialist with the UW-Madison Division of Extension. Gail, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
The task force report showing as of May nearly 8% of households and businesses in Wisconsin still lacking basic broadband service. What are the biggest challenges preventing over 180,000 locations from accessing high-speed internet?
Well, as we take a look at those 180,000 locations, we know that many of those don't have access because of the cost to develop that infrastructure. And so that's one of the things that the bipartisan infrastructure law is really taking a look at, is how can we take some of those federal funds and apply them in Wisconsin to get access. We've done a great job in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been dedicated to improving access, putting some of our funds into that project. But what we have left is the really tough stuff, the things that are very expensive. So that's where the bipartisan infrastructure law hopefully will give us that push to bridge some of that gap.
Gail, what would fall into the tough stuff category?
I think the tough stuff category has several different aspects that make up that group. First is often population density. We know that it's basic economics. If we can share the cost, there's high density, there's going to be more customers, and it's going to be more profitable to put that in. So in some of our far-reaching rural areas where we don't have that density, it becomes much more costly to deliver it. Sometimes it's that down that long road extension, right? We have folks out in the woods with those long extensions that it's just very costly to reach those. Sometimes it can be terrain. We have certain areas where we're digging through a lot of rock, looking at waterbeds. Those things can drive the cost up and make it difficult for an internet service provider to say, this is a good business case for us to expand access in those areas.
One of the themes in the report is about adoption and the state's goal to have internet access for all. And, you know, you argue that having access to internet technology just isn't enough. Why would people have access to the internet but not be using it?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. As we take a look at research that Pew has done, research that we have done within Wisconsin, within the university, and the Public Service Commission has done, often it could be, first, you know, they may have access, but it might not be reliable. And so it's frustrating. It could also be the cost of it is just too high and it doesn't fit within people's monthly budget. It could be things like fear of the internet. There's a lot of fear when it comes to cybersecurity. What does that mean? Being online, how does that impact the rest of my security, my financial security, my health security? So that is some of it. And some of it is lack of those digital skills. They just don't know how to use the internet, or they just don't understand the relevance it has to their life.
You worked on the Connected Aging Communities Initiative, working with seniors to use the internet. How disconnected are seniors from the internet, and what impact does that have on their lives?
I think seniors we find are the most, as we take a look at those who are not connected, they are the highest population group that we have. And as we take a look at what does that mean for their lives, we find that thing that it means for their lives is isolation. And that became part of the driving factor of how we could get folks online. Hmm. Before we could get them online, we had to figure out why they weren't online. And when seniors weren't online, it created isolation. We needed to find those little triggers that would say, yep, it's important to me, and why should I be online? Independence and connection to family were at the top of the list. They wanted to stay connected to family. The research that I had done previously before COVID, connected to family was number one. Independence was number two. And once COVID hit, that became even more evident how important that was to folks. We've had good examples of folks that had a health emergency. They needed medical care. They got that care. They were in a hospital and it was time for discharge. And this, we had a 90-year-old woman who was given a choice. You can either learn how to use this tablet to monitor your health remotely, or you can go to a nursing home. What do you think she chose?
Wow.
That was a huge motivating factor, right?
Yeah. Gail Hike with us, member of the task force and professor of practice and broadband specialist in the UW-Madison Division of Extension, as we talk about internet access, the governor's task force on broadband releasing its fourth annual report. Let's turn to affordability. As of June 1st, the Affordability Connectivity Program ended, lack of funding from Congress there, and the program providing eligible families with monthly discounts toward their internet bill. What effect is this sunset having on Wisconsin families?
Well, it's really too early to tell because that sunset just ended. In May, so we're not sure where that's going to go. A few of the providers have created programs that can help and assist some of those with their monthly bills. What we do know is, as we take a look at what affordability means, and we take a look at the state median income, Wisconsin has looked at that, and it's about 1.17% of their monthly gross income. About 65% of unsubscribed households don't reach that. It's a burden to them. Yeah. We have in Wisconsin, when you take a look at that, the program that just ended, the federal program, it was estimated that 875,000 people in Wisconsin were eligible. And to be eligible, you had to be at 200% below the federal poverty guidelines. So 875,000 people in Wisconsin were eligible. Wisconsin had a very high rate of people signing up for that. We had 426,000 folks signing up for that. So one in six Wisconsin households were enrolled in that ACP program. That has sunsetted the end of May. The federal government has not come up with another program. The only program that's available right now from a governmental program is the Lifeline program. That we have approximately 114,000 households participating. So if you look at the 875 that could participate before, 426,000 that we're getting it, and only 114,000 are on Lifeline, that's a big gap.
Talking about gaps here and looking at funding, over the next 5 years, Wisconsin deploying more than $1 billion in federal funds to expand broadband internet service. And the report calling on our state to make additional investments in the next state budget. Why is that billion not enough to make high-speed internet a reality in our state?
Well, first of all, it's expensive, right? broadband is expensive. The governor's task force had recommended that the state legislature continue that in our last report. There was $750 million request. And Unfortunately, none of that was put in this last biennium budget. We're going to find gaps. What the task force is really looking at is we want to make sure whatever we build is sustainable. We don't want to have happen what happened to several of our other federal programs. When we take a look at CAF-2, the level of internet that was required was 10-1. By the time the funds for CAF-2 were
Can
announced.
Can you explain what that is, Kev?
The Connect America
Connect
Fund.
Connect America Fund. Okay.
And Connect America Fund was a federal program, and internet service providers applied to accept funding for that. When they did their applications, the requirements were 10 down and 1 up for our speed. By the time they released the funds, the speed had actually to be recognized as internet was 25.3. So it was already behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things we're really concerned about with that billion not being enough. We know there's going to be gaps. We also know that some of the other federal programs that were out there, we're starting to see default. And that default means we have to take that $1 billion and spread it even further. The goal is, the task force goal has been recommended to take a look at fiber because it's the most future-proof. And we know we're not going to be able to cover the whole state with fiber. We're going to have to look at other means which aren't going to be as future-proof. So I guess our thing is let's do it right and not spend money after money because we didn't do it right the first time.
Gail, thank you for taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gail Hike is a member of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access and a professor of practice and broadband specialist with the UW-Madison Division of Extension.